Welcome to the MassCast from podcast.shapelessmass.com. Oh, for the love of God, my anus is bleeding!
Are you ready, boys?
Yeah, braced and ready.
Here we go!
Do it!
Mr. Pierce is
now. Huh? Oh, snap.
In Earth years?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
But we can't reach you in alien years.
No.
Martian years.
Because you're farting moon dust.
You'd be able to hear it now. We've got the fart mic on.
So, what's up, everybody?
Are you talking to us or the audience?
The audience. Amber won't be joining us today. She just had eye surgery,
yes.
And she's now...
She was assaulted.
She now has three eyes.
Yes.
Eye surgery. She had. You know, why not?
So she's enlightened.
She's one step closer to being a fly. And our guest this week is the return of Snoop Toddy Todd.
The Toddmeister.
Word, it has been a while.
Yeah, but you're back.
Been better than ever.
And not cursing anymore.
Oh, you quit cursing?
Kind of not.
That's fucked up.
He quit cursing probably the same way Craig quit cursing. Like, Craig will be like, oh, that's so effing blah, blah, blah. And then later on, he's like, fuck this shit. And you're like, whoa.
No, the only time that I actually started really cursing was when I was in a very stressful situation a couple months back.
With a certain person.
And it's like... It was really interesting because it just went from me talking normal, just going, just throwing them all out there.
Yeah.
Hose be traveling.
Are you still flying?
Flying? Yeah. Yeah, right I downloaded some good
flights. No, I mean like right now, are you still flying? Mr. Pierce just got blazed freaking out. So. I'm asking you if you're still high. Yep. Okay. All right. You can visit us online at podcast.shapelessmass.com. Visit me online at shapelessmass.com. And you can also visit us online at myspace.com/shapelessmasscast. Visit Mr. Pierce at...
Oh, you should check out my YouTube page, man. I posted a video.
Oh, your first video?
Yeah, first video I made, man.
Wow. I will check it out.
Let's check it out now. Because there's a surprise on it.
Oh, dear.
Turns out Amber has a penis.
That would explain.
So it wasn't really eye surgery.
Wow.
Well, before we do that, before we go look at Amber's penis, I'm sorry, Amber. Before we look at Amber's penis, you have like a DeviantArt website and a MySpace page and a Flickr. You want to just name one of those?
Yeah, myspace.com/asitfallsdown. I'm working on getting a new domain.
Whatever happened to that? You never really did anything with it.
Actually, I was starting to do something with it. Then I had some bills I had to catch up on. And
next time you do get it going, you should let me know. I'll put the design together for you, and then I'll put together the same thing I use now and the new one I have. You just drop the graphics in, and it automatically makes the thumbnails and puts the most recent ones at the top and everything, and it's really nice.
Yeah, I'm looking at one with GoDaddy.
Go to DreamHost, man. All you need to save up is $100.
Oh, DreamHost.
A year.
Oh, DreamHost money right now.
You owe DreamHost money?
Wow.
For real?
Yeah, they're going to send Vito and Vinny
by. They end up owing DreamHost money, considering they're, like, I haven't paid for them, like, in 3 years. You got to find, like, one person a year to sign up, and that pays for, like, a year.
Well,
it doesn't happen to me. I get people set up all the time, and I never get...
Have you set it up specifically? You have to go in there and set it up specifically to get payment either reoccurring every year at like 5% or like a one-time payment.
You'll have to show me then.
Yeah,
I'm just looking at starting out with a whole new fresh start.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to
ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Well, I'd like to play a song here. This is,
Well, I thought we were going to watch my video.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's watch the video. We're going to watch the video while we're, like...
Well, it's got a song in there, so we're going to hear the song on the...
Okay.
On the podcast, and it's a surprise.
Did you check out all my videos yet?
I haven't. I haven't seen that you have so many. The last one I saw was...
This one isn't there. I don't know why I won't delete it, but it's not there. Did you check out the band name one?
The only one I've seen is the first one you did with the Nazi stuff.
Oh.
So I haven't seen anything
since. Probably haven't
seen it. Is that Dave did that one, I think?
No, I did that.
Okay.
Let me check out. What's your thing?
12 inches.
Turnover Pierce, I guess.
Hey, what do you guys just fart?
No.
No.
I would have heard it on the fart mic.
Not there, fart mic.
It sounds like my dishes. Is that Mildred Pierce all
over? Yeah. Try it
like that. Dude, if I farted, you would have heard it.
The elevator ride?
No, just click on my name, though.
You have more than one video. I didn't realize you had so many videos.
Those are just old.
So what's the...
The first one on there.
Earth 2120?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was surprised. You got old graffiti on the other end. I should take it off.
That's a good piece, though.
That was good when I started.
Well, I'll change it if you want. I have to release a version too.
Take something new from me.
That's cool.
I've got Egyptian piece, or if you want just a piece by itself.
I still like that piece though. I think it looks good on that. Yeah,
I
it's nice and sparse.
I've been doing nothing but
I need you to do a piece for that 76 mix. There's no music.
Oh well, that 76 mix. I was going to take that graphic right there for the podcast, and I was going to put the text on top of that. I posted on the podcast because it's already uploaded, renamed, and everything. I just gotta, when I get the graphic for the other one done, I'm gonna do them both at the same time.
Okay.
And then just like backdate, link them up. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Word.
I was hoping you'd do like some graffiti.
I could. I should.
Maybe draw that image out or something. Graffiti. Graffiti as it.
I didn't tell you the one idea I had, which was I was gonna do like a thugged out Thomas the Tank Engine. Did I tell you about this?
Yeah, remember. Matter of fact, I got a pin that you can have to use that with. I bought a 18-karat gold leafing pin.
18-karat gold what?
Gold leafing pin.
Leafing pin?
Yep. What it does is, like, you know how, like, on, like, envelopes, how that has that really shiny gold on it? That's what it is.
So you're going to go buy gold leaves?
You're retarded, Ian.
What?
Dude, now I love you. In a strictly heterosexual, we're in a prison
lost
way. What about Dexter?
There's this website that's got, it's like, I think it's affiliated with Adult Swim, but it's not on Adult Swim, it's completely uncensored.
Uh-huh.
And they have a bunch of videos on YouTube, and they're hilarious. It's like some of the best stuff I've ever seen, for real.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Super Deluxe.
Yeah. And it's got David Cross all over it, too, which I love.
David Cross is amazing.
I saw Super Deluxe. The one about the Sodom and Gomorrah. See that one?
Yeah.
And it's like that Super
Deluxe. Anyway, so this is, what song is this?
I can't remember the name of it, actually. You'll be able to tell us.
This is some song, and then we're going to follow it up with Zion Eye featuring Grouch and Mr. Fabulous. And the song is called... It's called Hit 'em Up, Hit 'em Off, something like that. I'll know when we're done. So we don't even know. We're playing some music. We know what it is. Bye.
Cruising down the street in my 6-4.
You ain't heard nothing. Like me, I'm sound. Conviction to beat knocks from my head to my cheap socks. Underneath living legends, Reeboks. I'm bound to free speech, thoughts seep around rocks. Volcanic or crack, hard to hold back. Go with the flow, know what you know and show that. Too relevant, but I go back. Like Hagers on a hill of five on a dope sack. Smoke stack, think, act, shrink, rap. Rap with a shrink before you go and ink the tat. That's permanent, life learning it bad. Never wanna see the road turn into a track. I ain't running no games, small time, no names. If we one in the same, you gunning for change.
Damn, hit him with a
what? Zion hit him with a
what?
Two.
Go on and count me in
one,
now.
One, two, three. Universal, how we pin the styles. Amp hit him with a
what? Crash hit him with a
what? Two. Go on and count me in
one,
now.
Two, three. Yeah. They feeling the style. I got this blues train running off deep in my veins. Slave ships, middle passage, crack cocaine. Ten slap in the lack, corner boys grind packs. In the belly of the beast where the life go flat. But the music is the remedy. Inhale my rhythm steadily, perched on the curb. Watch church converge. It's the meeting of the minds of time. Light occurs, how we cultivated words like these sacred herbs. Put it in your pipe and puff it. Squares can't touch it. Rough and rugged, how you love it with no budget. Independent game, man, with my slang tang. You can do the same thing. Utilize your damn brain. Metaphors and mountains, countless bouncing. A multitude imbued in clubs and houses. We rain like fountains to wash it clean. I'm in the back with my mug on me, my whole team.
App hit him with a
what? Crouch hit him with a
what? Two. Go on and count me in
one,
now.
Two, three. Four. Universal, how we pin the styles. Fab hit him with a
what?
And Zion hit him with a
what? Two.
Go on and count me in
one,
now.
Two, three.
Come on.
They feeling the styles.
Look, the beat give life to dead souls. The rhymes turn wheelies to rebels. The feeling is a whole nother level. The drums, the bass, the snare, and the treble. So let it go. Count me in, I'm on all corners. Winter, summer, spring, then I fall on ya. My mind state defined, great, this rhyme break. Got me irate, it's high stakes, so why wait? Move now, roll out. Hate it when hip-hop's fine and sold out. My gold out, but I'm pouring my soul out. I never change, only my shows get sold out. So what's the science? Don't be defiant. My music turn midgets to giants, just try it. Go crazy, riot, grouching Zion. Mr. Fam is who I am.
Amp hit him with a
what? Crouch hit him with a
what? Two. Go on and count me in
one,
now.
Two, three. Universal, how we pin the styles. Amp hit him with a
what?
And Zion hit him with a
what? Two.
Go on and count me in
one,
now.
Two, three, four. They feeling the styles.
There was actually me, surprise. And it's
keeping it middle.
Say what?
I say keeping it metal.
Right. The song was called Afternoon Slow Cruise, and then we followed it up with Zion I and featuring Grouch and Mr. Fab, and that song is Hit 'Em Up, which I don't usually like that style of hip-hop, but I really dig that.
Yeah, the beat sounded really nice.
Yeah, it's something about that do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do that I really like. Yeah!
Movie reviews for movies we've never seen.
Movie reviews?
Yeah, I'll let Todd do them.
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
There you go. Read that one.
Mr. Woodcock. Wood and cock.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Stars, okay, Sean William Scott.
Who?
From American Pie.
Sure.
Not ringing a bell.
Nope, never heard of it.
Pepper?
Stars.
Pie.
Yeah, is that a song?
Pie, too. I like Key Lime Pie.
But you like the Poo-Tang Pie, too? Anyway, stars is a guy who loses his cool when he finds out his mom is about to marry his former gym teacher, Billy Bob Thornton, who happens to be the world's biggest jerk.
Yeah, he is.
Is that a comedy?
It's a drama.
I don't know.
Dark drama.
Is it really?
I don't know.
You're just talking out your ass,
Mr.
Now.
Woodcock. It's probably a comedy.
It sounds like a porn.
That's the only joke in the whole film right there.
It sounds like it could be a Farley Brothers comedy, but it ain't like that. I'm sure if it is, they don't make any jokes about that.
Seriously, how is the porn industry going to make a mock of this?
Uh-huh.
It's like, you know, there's Runaway Bra.
It could be, it'll be Mr. Cockwood.
Mr. Cockwood?
Yeah, get it?
Or Mr. Wooden, or Mr. Woodcox with an S.
Yeah.
Or Mr. Woodcox with a Z. Okay.
Mr. Wood.
It's like they're just struggling to find an angle. When they get something to work with there. Based off of that, I mean, I usually with these movies.
Whatever, like 4 or 3, you know, yeah.
Usually with these movies, I like can right away kind of get a good feel for them just off of the description. That one, I don't know if you go easy.
Yeah, and I'm giving 5 stars to your movie picking ability.
Well, I'm gonna say 5 for that movie.
How about you come suck my wood cock?
4.
Ooh.
See, that's the only reason you chose those because you like the name.
It is pretty entertaining. You could probably make jokes with this for hours.
He sees the word cock, he's like, I'm there.
Yeah, I'm all about the cocks.
Yeah.
Communications.
So, enough with the cocks.
Yeah, that's,
enough about
yeah.
the cocks.
Yeah, no more cock, please.
No more cocks.
310 to Yuma.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a Western, isn't it?
Yeah.
With, what's his name?
Kurt Russell?
I don't know if Kurt Russell's in or not, but it's got, what's his name?
Christian
Bale, yeah.
Christian Bale and Russell Crowe's in it.
Russell Crowe, yes, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Christian Bale plays a rancher who finds an outlaw played by Russell Crowe. And agrees to make him, agrees to take him to a train. I don't know why, but I thought he said agrees to make him a train.
You drunk, dude?
Take him to a train, like some call it Amtrak, other call it the train.
Woo, okay.
So we all join up in the single file line and take our turns going up girls' behinds?
Basically.
So anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Agrees to take him to what?
Take him to a train that will get him to his trial. The duo struggles with a battle of wits while they try to ensure the outlaw reaches his trial alive in this Western. Sounds intense.
I was pretty interested until you started reading about it.
Westerns just aren't getting made anymore either. It's like, it used to be like Westerns were made all the time.
Yeah.
There could be 3 or 4 or 5 coming out from Hollywood like every month just about back in like the 60s and 70s. But, you know, and the Westerns that have come out, I can't think of any of them that have been bad in like, you know, the modern age. Like, Unforgiven was really good. And,
oh, yeah.
You know.
Young Guns.
Okay. You'd have to find that one, didn't you?
Back to Future 3.
That is a really.
Like the Back to the Future movie.
Even though that really
so
doesn't.
Do
you.
Even though that really didn't count as a Western, though.
Well, with it whole taking place in the West. The Old West and everything.
That was a science fiction comedy Western.
Yes.
I guarantee you if I
just like Firefly.
IMDb, Okay. Well, that has horrific overtones.
Blazing Saddles.
I'm actually excited about that one. Good director, good actors. I'm going to probably say like a 7 or 8, maybe more.
Yeah, maybe a 6.
8 or 9.
6 or 7.
I don't know. I really, in a way, don't like Western movies too much.
Not really. I'm not a Western fan either, but...
I mean, there's a few that actually... Yeah.
I can figure that out.
Yeah, some good stuff.
It'll probably be as good as, like, Shanghai Noon.
Yeah.
So, you know what I want to see? Where is the Western zombie crossover?
That actually is a pretty good idea.
Actually, the new Resident Evil.
No, I'm talking about like Old West.
He's got a point.
I'm talking about Old West, like take place in like.
No, this one takes place in. It's like in the Firefly type of Old West.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like in a apocalyptic future.
I was actually like was
yeah, I saw the previews of it for.
It looked kind of Mad Max-y to me.
Yeah, a little bit, but it definitely
It reminded me more of Firefly, if anything.
Okay.
The Nanny Diaries.
The Nanny Diaries?
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we just settle on... Go ahead.
Can I settle on what? Can I settle on what, sir?
Just the title.
Do I need to hop over the crates and beat you?
Read the description, because I can't remember what it's about, but it's not... It's
not about...
Nannies.
It's not a chick flick?
I don't remember.
Scarlett Johansson plays a New York college student in Nanny who gets mixed up with a stuffy, dysfunctional family. Yeah, that's
so it's
that's
like a fun family film.
What's it rated?
X.
NC-17.
Are you serious?
No.
You never know.
Yeah, but see, for it to really
fit, rated
PG-13. If it had a Z,
it's not a family film then. It's rated PG-13.
So they say fuck maybe once or twice.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'll go see it if she gets naked.
Like it's really hard to find a movie Scarlett's naked in. I'm gonna say 4 stars.
I'll say 5.
So this is Dissolved by Circle of Dust. We're gonna follow that up with.
How about Welcome to the Terradome, Pharaoh Monch?
And we have played that on the show. Okay, yeah, cool. Let's play Welcome to the Terradome by Pharaoh Monch. It's a great song.
Yeah.
Have you heard it?
No.
You should.
Asshole.
Thank you. orphans, hundreds of thousands of Iraqi civilians have lost their lives. Our brothers and sisters in New Orleans are left homeless and hungry. They murdered Sean Bell. They murdered Amadou Diallo. They murdered Timothy Stansbury. And it's time to say, no more! No more!
Trouble on my mind, refuse to lose. Here's your ticket. Hit a drummer, get wicked. The crew, the view, the push, the back, the black attack. So I sat and chapped and slapped the Mac. Now ready to mic it. Hear my favoritism, Rolo. Never be a brother like me, go solo. Blazer, Anastasia, Major. Ways to blaze your brain and train ya. The way I'm living, forgiving what I'm giving up. X on the flex, hear me now. About later, as for now, I know how to avoid the paranoid. Man, I've had it up to here. Yeah, how weird, got him going in fear. Rhetoric said and read just a bit ago. Not quitting the sign of hard rhymer. Work to keep from getting jerk changes some ways. So way back in the better days, raw, metaphysically bold. Never follow the code, still drop the load. Never question what I am, God knows. Cause it's coming from the heart. What I got, better get some. Hustler of culture, snake bitten, been spit in the face. But the rhymes keep fitting, respect to giving, hide your living. Now I can't protect the pad off the defect. Check the record of wrecking, international wreck. Played off with some intellect, made the call, took the fall, broke the laws. Not my fault that they've fallen off. Known as fair square throughout my years. So I growl at the living fire, black to the bone, my home is your home. So welcome to the Terror Dome. There's a hole in the apple has been rotten. Scheme like the clan, I plan like Bin Laden. Supreme screen writer, slick, strip editor. Drop the LP and he hit like Hezbollah. 7 years later, it's the year of gods. United States government is just a facade. The Catholic Church got ties with the mob. I see it all like the Wizard of Oz. It is a yellow brick road, the fame which is in cause. If you only had a brain, you would know who you are. Poison your ventilation, cut your education. Secret information, world domination. Take over reservation, trigger the NHs in the ocean. Cause tsunamis to control the population. Eyes in the sky, hit an observation. If you're over 65, I'll take away your medication. Like, give me that, fall in line. Go to war, press me wide. Cause when I get mad, I put it down on the pad. Give you something that you never had. Controlling, fear of high rolling. Welcome to the Terror Dome.
Come on down, get down. Get it. Come on down.
You're probably wondering why I'm doing all this scratching right now. That's this week's sponsor. Not scratching. This week's show is brought to you by Ortofon. Here, take a look at the box covered with their propaganda.
Ah.
So,
yes, that's right. An imaginary one.
Nice.
So now, I can...
Alright.
So, yeah.
Way to go.
Amazing.
This is going to be the best podcast ever.
This week's game.
Oh, well, you're going to kill him on this one.
Who?
Character in Harry Potter books or current U.S. Navy Rear Admiral?
Yep, I'm losing.
Yeah, I'm winning.
Okay. Unfair advantage for Mr. Pierce.
I know. Let's go with something that Ian doesn't do.
Well, too bad. Number one, Crookshanks.
Sounds like a character.
Yeah, that's the
cat in Harry Potter.
Correct.
I'm so boned.
Dumbledore.
Yeah, that's a Harry Potter character.
Okay. Number three, Stufflebeam.
I'm going with the Navy, or whatever the other ship thing is.
Yeah, I think that might be not Harry Potter.
You guys are correct, man. You're still tied. Number four, Rockhead.
Admiral.
Yeah, I'm going with Navy.
Yes. Number five, Snape.
Harry Potter.
Oh, no, Jesus. I thought he was in Harry Potter and then became an admiral after that.
So are you saying that the
surprise?
Are you saying that the character evolved?
Yeah, he was promoted to admiral.
So you're saying he's an admiral?
I'm saying he's a character in the book.
You fool! I'm gonna go with character in the book.
Yes.
Yeah. One of the more obscure ones. More obscure than Dumbledore.
Number six, Zelador.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to go with the character in the book.
Yes.
I'm going to say Admiral.
That's an Admiral.
I hate you, Ian.
Number seven, Voldemort.
No, you can't say his name.
Voldemort.
No. It is he who shall not be named.
Voldemort.
Because he was a very disgraced Admiral.
You nerd, Voldemort.
Character in the book.
He ran aground this boat.
So you're saying Admiral, right, Mr. Pearson?
I'll say Admiral just to tie it up. Give him a fighting chance.
Number eight, Quigley.
Character in the book.
It's an apple.
It's an apple. Number nine, Rumbly Plank.
That sounds like a porn. But I'm going to go with Admiral.
Yeah,
Mr. Admiral. Actually, that's a Potter character.
Yeah.
And number 10, Potter.
Like Harry Potter?
It just says Potter.
Well, it might be both.
Yeah, I'm thinking it could be both.
It is both.
Yeah.
And Mr. Pierce actually won by 1 point.
Yeah.
That one's a little too easy.
Yeah.
Try better, McSweeney. You hear me?
I mean, it's got all these obscure admirals and all these potential characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of them. Just because I don't read them doesn't mean that I don't have friends that do.
Yeah. Best friends.
You're so full of shit. You don't have any friends.
I know Ian doesn't have any friends.
Oh,
what a turn of the phrase. You guys are both in timeout. Just for that.
There you are.
Ian likes going to meatspin.com.
So, should we play some music?
Yeah. Let's play Me versus Venus Hum.
All right. Like some Street Fighter?
Hummingbirds is remixed by me.
So I
Remixed by the Beastie Boys by Bjork.
Cool.
Interesting take on that song.
Yeah.
I like it much better than the original version, actually. Sorry.
Yeah, Bjork is something hard to listen to anyway.
I like some Bjork are like...
The advice column.
What to do if the bottom of the iron is black and dirty?
Yeah.
Is that a question?
Yes.
What do you do if the bottom of the iron is black and dirty?
Actually, there's no "and." It just says black dirty. It's like, how is Babby formed?
Wow.
So what do you do if the bottom of your iron is black and dirty?
You wash it.
Yeah.
Preferably this person could wash it while they're sitting in their bathtub and they just...
Yeah.
For some reason, just drop it in.
Hmm.
What do you think, Sir Mildred Penis?
Excuse me? Yeah, I agree. Wash it.
Yeah.
Wash it in the bathtub.
With soap and water.
You know.
This is the worst podcast ever.
Yeah, it's my fault.
Yeah.
I bring the plague.
It's cool, dude. We're just going to edit you out.
Yeah, all together. You'll be like, and this week we have with us and...
So, yeah, it's like, I think, unquote, Richie.
Moving along, that one was kind of bad. It was such a weird question to see.
Yeah.
But here you go. This one's
so
long.
How would you clean your iron? How do you clean your iron, baby?
It doesn't have
that sounds
I don't
itchy.
I actually have an iron. Wait, maybe they mean 9 iron. Maybe they mean like golfing.
I clean it with my phallus while it's all on.
His phallus.
Yeah. You're scrubbing. Brush.
You can call it a scrubby toilet brush if you want to.
Scrubby toilet phallus. Right.
Okay.
Because if for bands, scrubby toilet phallus.
Scrubby toilet erection.
So I have a physical on Tuesday. That's tomorrow. Durr. And I smoked pot on Friday and Saturday nights. And I have no effing clue what to do. Because they will, like, make me pee in a cup, right? Oh, by the way, I'm 14 and a girl. I'm not a pothead. It was only my second and third time, but anyways, please help. I have no clue what to do. My friend is telling me to drink bleach because it'll clear my system.
Yes,
but I'm
it will.
Scared. He should be. Please, please, please help. But I'm not going to drink bleach because that's poison, and I don't want to die. My other friend said drink tons of water and cranberry juice. Will that help? I hope I have been.
What?
I hope I have been. Please,
okay.
If you have any ideas for me that will help clear all this stuff out of me, please help.
Okay. Another emoticon.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, she really...
like an encyclopedia on all things marijuana.
I would
I tell people at work...
I would ingest cocaine. This will clear out your body of any foreign toxins. Has to be high grade cocaine, not the cut shit.
Yeah, you don't want that cheap shit. You don't want like the Tijuana. And, you know, I snuck this over the border of my girlfriend's ass.
What is her advice?
What was her advice? Never drink bleach. Well, that's pretty good advice. Let's see. You don't say what your physical is for. The only physical I would worry about is one for employment at 14. It's a school thing. They're going to test you. If it's a personal health thing, they won't test you. It is expensive, and not done unless it's asked for. If you're paying for the physical yourself, blah, blah, blah. This is never drink bleach. And you can drink other things, but contrary to popular belief, it won't work. And even if it is, Alan says they aren't stupid. Actually, dill pickle juice.
For the most part, just drinking anything with a watered down some but
vinegar and cranberry juice are the two best things. And I don't do drugs, but I know this. And they really do work because those happen to clear out your kidneys, I believe it is.
Wow, well,
iffy.
Yeah.
That person's just retarded anyway.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're retarded because they smoked the devil weed.
Yeah. They should get caught and then beaten with a rod.
You should smoke some weed, dude. You wouldn't be so violent all the time.
Nah, dude, I'm edge. I'll pass.
Well, you don't have to necessarily be straight edge all the time.
What's the point of saying that you are if you're gonna be like, nah, man, I'm never gonna.
There's other things that you do have to kind of straight.
Yeah, I know. It's just kind of ironic.
Don't you think?
What?
Like rain at a wedding.
But you can't take like little vacations from being straight edge. Like if you went to Jamaica, you like get high all you want, and then when you come back, you know, you're like back at your normal life. I, you know, pot's bad, etc.
It's kind of like, you know, no.
So like once you like smoke some weed or something, that you lost your, you just not like.
Yeah, you break edge.
Forever.
Yeah, there's no turning back.
So, like, 3 years
that's
from now.
That's not true, because I've known people who are straight edge who have done
they're,
stuff.
They're well, posers, dude.
It's
they're
just
posers.
That,
oh, okay.
Not so much that. It's just that whenever you break edge, so, like, most of the people that I know that are edge are really, you know, I'm really tight with, we're really close and everything. You kind of feel like you're kind of betrayed by the other person because you become get so close. And
that is an interesting point. Yeah, any advice on for real? On
she should become a straight edge.
Yeah,
she wouldn't
okay,
have to worry
there we go.
Shit.
That's our advice. Become straight edge.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about your piss test that you're going to take as part of your physical.
Yeah, instead of getting high.
At the age of 14.
Yeah, instead of getting high, just get in the mosh pit, hit people in the face.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Throw down, listen to some Bull Durham.
Because getting high is unhealthy.
It's not fun.
Yes, getting beat in the face. That's
what?
That's good, healthy fun.
Wait. There's something better than getting punched in the face and getting your nose broken in the middle of a good
honestly,
set of beating down hardcore.
Thing, and it involves smoking a joint.
Well, I mean, I can have fun without getting intoxicated.
Obviously, you have to resort to getting, like, physically assaulted to do it, though.
It's not like it happens all the time that way. I mean.
Oh, boy. You guys.
I hate
next.
You, man.
I win the bait.
Next.
It's because you're high.
Dude, if you want to like even it up, I'll come over there and beat you up a little.
But see, though, I don't have to get worried about getting shot at a show or a drug raid.
Yeah.
Or having to
every
take
time
a,
I'm sitting in my apartment, I'm worried about that.
Oh, better yet, I don't have to worry about random drug screenings at my job.
You do have to worry
you
about
have
them?
Those random mosh pit screens, though.
Dude, you know how awesome that would be, though? Just out of nowhere
that
in a call center.
That's so damn weird, too. Let me tell you.
Out of nowhere, this huge, like, breakdown occurs.
Breakdown?
Yeah, it's like where it's like the more violent area of the music. Not like that one local band that everybody likes.
Charlie?
Yeah. They don't have breakdowns.
Okay.
So they're good guys,
this
though.
One?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's long too, but it
it's about cheerleaders, so I'm in. I like cheerleaders.
I bet you do.
Okay, in the town where I live, all the cheerleaders have these little wooden signs in their yards that say school name cheerleader. Well, I just made cheerleading, and my parents won't let me put the sign out because they think it's quote unquote tacky.
It is.
And actually, I don't really like it either. Because I feel it's kind of bragging. But the other girls have been asking me why I don't have my sign out, and I don't know what to say. I don't want to insult them by saying my parents think it's tacky, so what should I say? Say
I think
it's tacky.
Yeah, I would go with telling them that it's tacky and you know, let the chips fall where they may.
Tell them you're so poor you had to like burn it for firewood.
Just go around there.
That's the problem.
And tell them to keep the signs coming.
That's the problem with high school in general, at least as far as that elite, you know, kind of clique mentality of high school.
That's a little bit like, that's really kind of on the brown shirt end of the extreme. I mean, seriously.
I have an idea.
I've never even seen like a cheerleading sign out in anybody's
and
yard.
I have a solution for this. Okay. What you do is you get buy a black hoodie,
uh-huh.
all black clothes, and what you do in the middle of the
get
night.
A shotgun, take it to school.
No.
Put your trench coat on.
No. No, actually, I'll support that. What I do support. But first, you print off some. You take your printer. You print off some things. What you do
is
you.
What the cheerleaders chick is gonna do?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is my advice. What you do is you don't just. There's a thing in graffiti called.
Would you let him die?
I just know this is gonna.
Curious, what his advice is.
Kicked
now.
Off the cheerleading squad.
What you do is okay. you go around and you just
off
do
a black hoodie.
Yeah, we're just do some paste up.
Of what?
Change the signs around.
Oh.
Change it instead of a.
Yeah.
Instead of us saying cheerleader lives here,
queer leader,
free rim jobs.
What's the person's name?
Cleveland Steamers.
It seems like bad advice.
Glass yeah. bottom boats.
To be perfectly honest.
Well, glass bottom boats.
Hey,
no.
Nothing's better to a.
That's a little crass, man.
Yeah.
And it doesn't quite, you know, rid itself of the whole tacky.
Yeah, it's
label.
Still tacky.
Still a little bit tacky. I don't think the parents are going
to
go for it.
Or
Cleveland Steamer.
I think a much better thing to do would be to go the Emperor's New Clothes route. See, I did put the sign out.
Uh-huh.
Didn't you see it? They are cheerleaders.
Yeah.
What do you think they're going to say? You think they're going to... They're going to say, no, you didn't argue with something so, like, obviously untrue?
I have another idea. Meet a creepy
no,
man.
No, they'll just silently, like... Remove her from the cheerleading squad.
Well, then she needs you.
Yeah. Then she'll
meet a creepy old man in the cemetery. Go around and grab the signs and use them for stakes. Knock off vampires.
Okay. So if a bunch of vampires show up,
what about the vampire? What do you do about the aliens?
Busy
staking the vampires.
We've already discussed this in an earlier podcast.
Coming to kill the vampires?
Dude, here's the thing. The aliens...
Did you see that? Sorry.
Aliens don't visit intelligent people. They may uh-huh. visit you, but that's just a rare occasion. Usually...
He's
totally calling you unintelligent.
Yeah.
Because usually, it's always the ones where the people that are, like, close to my relatives, sadly, that are, like...
Your relatives? See aliens?
My mom's side of the family also that.
I'm pretty sure that my part of the family has seen aliens. I've been like, they call tactical things in my bottom.
So this is what, one of your parents or something? Who are you related to?
No, I'm pretty sure that it's. I'm pretty sure that it's somewhere down in the family somewhere.
Your family?
I'm pretty sure of it, dude, because my family is like in the deep, deep south. I'm pretty sure there's one guy that's probably happened to.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure of it. Or claimed it to happen. Wow, this has gotten really weird.
You're pretty sure that there's a chance.
Gotten?
There's a possibility.
All right.
What do you want to hear about?
How about some Smokey and Mio? Canto de Manja.
Thank you. e Donna Janaína que vem. Se quiser amor, vem comigo a Salvador para ouvir Iemanjá
a cantar na maré que vai e na maré que vem ouvir mais do vento, vem mais além, vem mais além do que eu vi.
Trickle down any hero smack.
Crackin'.
I'm pacing the game. 0 hour completion. Green splash.
crud. Stole the wretched refuse of my teeming resonance, I promise. Tempest towards breed with a bleeding conscience. See, the creed accent's responsive, but my sports divorce the wattage, and I'm sleeping now. Wow. Yeah, the settlers laugh. You won't be laughing when your covered wagons crash. You won't be laughing when the buses drag your brother's flags to rags. You won't be laughing when your front lord's spangled with epitaphs.
Won't be laughing.
Then I'll hang my boots to rest when I'm impressed. So I triple knot him and forgot him. This origami dream is beautiful, but man, those wings will never leave the ground without a feather and a lottery ticket. Now settle down.
Whatever, what it was to pick up on the day, put the pieces back together my way. All I ever wanted was to pick up on the day, put the pieces back together my way. All I ever wanted was to pick up on the day, put the pieces back together my way. All I ever wanted was to pick up on the day, put the pieces back together my way.
Yes, y'all, yes, and you don't, and you don't, and you keep on, and keep on, don't break, don't break. Yes, yes, y'all, yes, and you don't, and you don't.
Headbound by the pulse, shimmy cross the centerfold,
and a dead time engulfed.
Divvy crumbs for the better souls. When seven deadly stains did hit a flame to crystal conscience, the results of low life counting on one hand when he's accomplished.
Okay,
make me the activism chain, activate street sweep, plug deteriorating sentiment, Pendragon. Hawk spores, wars for the morbid spreading of mad alley gossip. Sick in your Lincoln Log Cabin and Charlie Chaplin wild.
I could zigzag and zig him again, but a badge gleam sparkled in my brick wall windows. Another thickened storm and up one night in Gotham without the wretched
Houston, we have a problem.
Attached to the festive batch of city goblins who split holiday freak on a box cut cinema high road bellow. Head grips, watch red bricks turn yellow. Sort of similar to most backbones at Camp Icarus. Raw fiddler crafts congregate and get pampered for bickering.
Life's not a bitch.
Life is a beautiful woman. You only call her a bitch cause she won't let you get that pussy. Maybe she didn't feel y'all shared any similar interests.
Nope.
Or maybe you're just an asshole who couldn't sweet talk the princess. Kiss the speaker wire, Peter pacifism pegging threshold. Stomach full of halo kibbles. Wingspan cast black and porn visuals. Hit a duck hunt, ticker tape vision and pick apart the pixels. I got a friend of polar nature and it's all peace.
When I see similar stars but can't sit at the same feast.
Metal captain, this cat is asking if I've seen his bitter lost passion.
Told him yeah, but only when I pedal past him.
All I ever wanted was to pick up on the day, put the pieces back together my way. All I ever wanted was to pick up on the day, put the pieces back together my way. All I ever wanted was to pick up on the day, put the pieces back together my way. All I ever wanted was to pick up on the day, put the pieces back together my way.
Yes, y'all, yes, and you don't, and you don't, and keep on, and keep on, don't break, and don't break, and yes, yes, y'all, yes, and you don't, and you don't, and keep on, yes, y'all, and you break, and don't, and keep, yes, y'all, yes, and you don't, and you don't, and keep on, and keep on, don't break, and don't break, and yes, yes, y'all, yes, and you don't, and you don't, and keep, yes, y'all, and you break, and don't, and keep.
Have you heard any soul blues stuff?
No.
He's like falling off.
Actually, I have one track that's new by him. It's about 9/11. What?
It just seems like that everything's a marketing ploy when it comes to 9/11. Be it tragedy, be it conspiracy, be it whatever it was that happened. Mm-hmm. It's all nothing but for someone to make money off of it now.
Well, I think it's pretty much that when 9/11 went down, wasn't it?
Yeah, just lately I just came to a weird conclusion that I'm not going to say it's terrorism, and I'm not going to say it's conspiracy. I'm sad that so many people died. I can't say I came to the conclusion I can't say it's terrorism, and I can't say that it was something that was involved with the government. It's not. I just came to this conclusion that it happened. I'm sorry that it happened and people died, but can I really say that I know what exactly occurred?
Well, yeah. That's an old philosophical dilemma that you can't really.
You're certainly allowed to speculate.
Yeah, but
you can't say what happened about anything, right? I mean, that's the whole Descartes.
And there's various levels. I mean, even within law, we don't require things to be proven necessarily. We only require reasonable doubt.
I just think, like, people like, for example, like Alex Jones, they just completely try to blow smoke out of everyone's asshole. It's just completely arrogant and completely irrelevant to any type of anything they could ever amount to saying.
He's also a Nazi too.
I don't necessarily
you know, doubt that his heart's in the right place there.
I mean, yeah, I think it's great that he's all, like, trying to work out and watch out for the American citizen, but he just seems so much like of a zealot. He'd be a lot more believable if he would just be more calm and settling. And not so much of like on a bullhorn in the middle of the street.
He's not the.
And also the.
King of the conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, we did just have September 11th, and you know, we were supposed to have, you know, Bin Laden's still alive, right? Yeah, right? Right?
I think so.
And he was supposed to have a package of special supplies for us. They're saying it's, of course, because they arrested those people in Germany. And what was interesting, I
thought the package was.
Oh, that's right. Was that the surprise? Because that was what they talk about in the videotape.
Well, there was a second. There was a second videotape. There was one on the 7th, and then there was one on the 11th.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, the news kind of got muddled because a lot of people, when they heard about the second one, they thought they were talking about the first one.
Yeah, and then they played
because they were both fairly non, you know, anything. They weren't anything really special. Just the usual.
Yeah, it's not like. It's not like the media doesn't try to conform as our moldus into just a bunch of shapeless, idiotic people.
A shapeless mass. You know, that I got this conversation with some Charlotte Marines who I was talking about the Germany thing, and it was interesting to me that it was quoting
what's the Germany thing?
Where they arrested those terrorists for a terrorist plot.
When did this happen?
This was like right before September 11th. They were arrested because they were in the process of planning a plot to attack a military base in Germany. Now, this is something I've been saying since September 11th happened. The stuff that happened with the hijackings was terrorism. The stuff that happened with the World Trade Center was terrorism. Attacking the Pentagon is not terrorism, by anyone's definition. And the attack that they had been plotting there was not terrorism. Because if you're attacking a military institution, yes, maybe there are innocent women and children who live there, but they still live in a military base. It's like you decide to ride around your dad with a police car. He's a police officer. You decide to ride around his police car all day and you end up getting shot. Well, you did kind of put yourself in a position where you were in an area where there was a small element of danger, even though you're not a police officer, if you hadn't been there and the person, you know, was in a situation where crime was taking place, then you wouldn't be in that position to have gotten shot. And it's the same thing. I mean, it's a military institution. So I have nothing against, I don't want it to get attacked. I'm not saying that at all. But I think it's worth pointing out, a lot of people don't look at it that way. We've gotten so brainwashed in our country that is a terrorist.
I don't think the people that pulled off 9/11 are thinking that, you know, the targets were all that different. I mean, the whole idea of terrorism and the term terrorism is very muddled, and that's a given.
That's what I'm doing.
But as far as what they did on 9/11, definitely what they did to the World Trade Center and what they did to the Pentagon were the same thing. I mean, it's definitely the same act. The driving result of it is more of a message. Not, you know, it's not like they were trying to, like, destroy an actual military target. I mean, that would have been quite...
you don't think they were picking the Pentagon because it was?
I think they were picking it for the
symbolic.
They're symbolic. It was the capital, the headquarters of the military complex and the headquarters of the commercial complex, which are the two things that fuck with them the most. So obviously, you know, that's what they're going to go after. They know they're not going to blow up the Pentagon, and I wonder if they got lucky with the World Trade Center. I wonder if they even knew. Thought to imagine that they would collapse like that. I kind of suspect that maybe they didn't. But they probably just thought that they would burn like, you know, like we saw for the first hour.
They probably expected more lives to be lost inside the airplanes.
I don't know. It's interesting to think about.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a kind of a lucky shot. I don't know. Maybe they knew exactly what they were doing.
It's a horrible thing to say. It's kind of a lucky shot. Wow.
I have to kind of disagree on something with you, though.
Okay.
I think there's a big difference between a government structure getting hit as opposed to a...
That's the point I have.
Well, I think I'm not...
He's speaking on intention, and that's kind of sort of what I'm talking about.
And results, really.
Yeah.
I mean, the effect of what really happened in the Pentagon, you go there now, it's, you know, it's the same. I mean, there's no... The Pentagon went on...
as business as usual.
Yeah.
Business was not interrupted. There was no effect as far as that goes. Of course, there was a huge effect overall
on our country.
Yeah, what we saw on the television. I mean, the whole irony of terrorism is that it wouldn't work if it weren't for the fact that it had such a strong media backing. Really. I mean, if the media didn't report on terrorism, there would be no real effect.
Yeah, it's a term of conspiracies. The conspiracies is not such a lot of them believe in.
I could buy that there was prior knowledge about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there certainly wasn't much.
Well, there was definitely prior knowledge. You kind of sort of more espoused the belief that Bush allowed it to happen.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I don't think it's unreasonable for anybody to say that that would definitely be more likely than, you know, the idea that, you know, Bush and Cheney and company packed the building with explosives and
yeah,
and stuff like that, you know.
Because, I mean, saying that, what if it didn't happen?
What if
the terrorists didn't
attack? Like, none of this had happened? I mean,
and they packed the building with explosives, so then how are they going to, I mean, dissect?
Yeah, of course, it doesn't make any sense.
And who packed the building with explosives? Like,
supposedly, like, the security was, like, told to go home or something for, like, a day.
They packed it with explosives.
The agency that shall not be named.
Oh.
It doesn't happen.
Uh-oh, it's becoming the village now. Those that we do not speak of. Were they wearing red coats, Ian?
That's probably a metaphor for September 11th, anyway, so, or something.
The truth is raw.
Yeah.
The terrorists riding wagons and sell you baked goods.
So anyway, yeah.
Well, let's hear a song about September 11th. This is one of my favorites, actually. That's a weird thing to say. That is a weird thing to say. But this is by the Soliloquists of Sound, a very obscure hip-hop group. Very good. It's a sample kind of sort of guy. He plays the Akai sampler live, actually. An MC and a female singer / MC. And this is a live performance, and this will make all the conservatives mad. So, and I don't believe that Bush actually did it, but the rest of the song is 100% on point. So, yeah, they'll dig it. Okay. I'm gonna go get some more.
Is in commercials because they still want us included? No, it's the last voice of this generation and they're trying to dilute it, making sure that we agree and discuss our problems openly, but only in edited forms on MTV and environments of comedy. There are bumps for nuclear weapons, so clap and lap it up. There's a rule that engages a promising life. Because we are taught to follow. We've been taught to follow, like I said, not taught to follow through. So count the alphabet by sixes. A is 6, B is 12, C is 18, D is 24. Get to X and get to U. The truth is within us, but we're caught by marketing, blues, and again, theory says that we'll create our own confusion. With supposed constitutional separation of church and state, when this empire falls, let me know how you relate, because our currency still claims in God we trust. Will the game you participate in now be enough? We blame 911 on countries that we funded from the start. So recognize this plan, truth, and memorize your part, because I'm
pretty intense.
Yeah, pretty intense, yes. I'm sure something in that probably riled up at least somebody. There are parts that I disagree with, but then there are parts that they are so dead on.
I agree.
Yeah.
The whole prophecy thing is out the window. That's what annoys me, is that everybody's like, it's Jesus. Oh, and this the crazy guy that comes on like in the middle of the night, and he's like, prophecy in the news.
What are you talking about? Yes.
I don't know, but I put people like that up. Honest to God, I put those people up with...
Coast to coast.
You talking about on the radio?
No, not, he actually comes on TV.
Oh. Sounds
like an evangelist or something.
Yeah, he's a televangelist. He comes on TBN, but honest to God, I put him up there with Fred Phillips.
Fred Phillips.
Because
right, so he's like a generic extremist evangelist.
Fred Phillips is a whole other world.
I put them both up there because...
Fred Phillips should be destroyed.
I put them both up there in the same ladder because they're both idiots. By great purging?
Yeah, Fred Phillips will be the first to go in the robot holocaust.
By taken anally by robots?
No, he'll be incinerated. What was taking pleasure in having sex? Speaking of robots.
Amber was incinerated by a robot recently. It vaporized, actually.
Wow.
Yes.
This has been the Alligate About Amber episode, where we say she has a penis, three eyes, and
now she's been assaulted by a robot.
Yeah, she's been assaulted by a robot. I bet you didn't know Amber was this interesting. That's why she's not here with us today, actually. So wow. Can you explain that, or you just going to drop that?
Well, she got LASIK.
Yes.
And they do the whole process with a robot that can track your eye movements within 1/4000th of a second. And wow. So you can see it up on the TV when they turn on the eye tracking thing. It's weird because you see the eyeball there, right? And the eyeball is moving around and doing its eyeball thing. They make the little slit for the thing. They peel back the conjuncta, the layer of
that. Yeah, that's what scares the shit out of me.
Well, that's the part that hurt. So yeah, it should scare the shit out of you. That's the part that'll traumatize you.
Yes.
And
I
so
can imagine what it's like to watch that.
It's interesting. It's interesting. So the cornea is very textured. I always imagined it to be very smooth. So basically, the lens is exposed now, and then they shoot a laser out to basically vaporize the cornea and reshape it, to whatever shape they want to make it.
Sounds amazing.
It's pretty weird. It's very incredible. So when they lock onto the eyeball, they go to lock. But it's just a Windows application. You can tell they're just clicking on stuff.
Man, I'm not so sure if I want to have faith in that. It'd be my luck. I'll get out and have a dick tattooed on my forehead.
You already do.
So they lock it
just,
in.
I'm just picturing like, okay, we're halfway done. Oh, fuck the blue screen.
Yeah.
And they burn a hole right into your brain.
Yeah.
Then you don't feel anything anymore, and you just kind of lay there and twitch.
So when they lock it in, it's amazing because you can see the change in perspective.
Yeah.
It looks like you're basically like on top of the eyeball now, and whenever the eyeball moves, everything else around it moves instead. And the eyeball staying still.
Huh.
But it doesn't really stay still because it's a shape, so you can see the shape of it move. But
kind of like the video for Virtual Insanity.
It looks very computer generated in a way.
That sounds very entertaining, but I'd prefer a Mac application. Or a Linux application. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, they should use Linux for LASIK.
That could be a very good marketing program. Let's
People flock to the idea of what operating system they're using for the eye surgery.
Dude, if they're using Windows?
I didn't even know they used a computer for the eye surgery. I really did think it was human beings.
Well, they do all the, they're the robot overlords. They choose.
For now.
They click the mouse. Happen.
So,
it'd be horrible for the robots to take over right in the middle of someone having LASIK done.
But no, since we're talking about robots, have I ever told you the story, Todd, about why we started this podcast?
I don't believe so.
Mr. Pierce and I have known each other for about almost 10 years now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while. It was before
too long.
It was before 2000, so probably about 1997, so it's been about 10 years. Yeah. And when we met, we used to deliver pizza. We both went to college, and we would, a lot of nights when we get off work, we would go hang out at Waffle House until 3 in the morning, and we'd have these great conversations. John McDonald, rest in peace, John. If he was alive, the podcast would be the 3 of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is starting to sound like a romantic love story.
Anyway.
In your gay brain.
So...
How mature, Mr. Pierce?
The conversation that sparked me wanting to do a podcast was an argument that he and I got into. That I kept saying we have to do on the podcast, and every time he would like, no, we're not going to do it. And we are going to do it. You're not going to worry your way out of it.
That's cool.
I called where John worked. John used to live here in Augusta. He worked at the local one of the old news stations. And basically, I called up. I got their automated system. And we were trying to get him to come over. And Mr. Pierce said... did you get him? I said, no, I got the automated system. And he said something to the effect of, so what did you do after you talked to the robot? And I said, well, the automated voice system isn't really a robot. And we argued for like an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, maybe more, about this. We went back and forth about he believed that like an answering machine is a robot, and I believe it's not.
Yeah. It's a simple kind of robot-like thing.
So you're asking me if the LASIK thing was a robot. Yes, I believe LASIK thing was a robot. Because I believe that the definition of a robot is something that involves moving parts and expresses a purpose of, like, first off, it has a body, a physical body of some kind, but also the moving parts perform a task, a physical task, like moving something from one place to another, welding something, in this case, lasering someone's eyes. My question to you, and I know what you're going to come up with right off the bat, but go ahead. My question to you is, by your definition, is HAL a robot?
HAL?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
that he's artificial intelligence.
Oh, well, yeah.
He's not a robot.
Oh, of course he is.
So how do you justify that HAL 9000 is a
robot? He can certainly... Well, first of all, I want to say there's not, like, one kind of robot. You know, it's not like a written in stone. Yeah. HAL's definitely a robot, because, I mean, for one, he can make decisions on his own. I think that right there would give any machine robot status. And he does have moving parts. You know, there's no clear distinction, you know, where does HAL begin and the ship end. You know?
I knew you were going to say that. That's the part I was saying.
Yeah.
What were you? But see, to me, HAL, I don't think the artificial intelligence and robots are the same. I think if we imbibe robots with artificial intelligence, they would cease to be robots.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe that.
And also, I'd have to say that you're also implying that every device, no one
would consider artificial intelligence.
Well, I don't think we've really hit upon it yet. I think we were close, but... let me ask you, what do you define... If you had to define a robot, what would you say the definition of a robot is?
Something that can, you know, on its own... do a complex human activity.
I can see how you make that distinction. See, to me,
I think that's the beginning of a robot.
I think robots have to have meaning. That's my
beginning. Yeah.
That's my beginning. That's why. And at the same time, they have to possess a certain amount of rudimentary intelligence on their own, or be controlled in a way that they can operate on their own once given a command, and not necessarily a repetitive command, but a command that requires a certain, when I say rudimentary intelligence, I mean they have to make certain decisions. They have to operate in a way that requires a certain amount of, not necessarily thought, but maybe understanding of their environment or something like that. Because that, I mean, I don't think a blender or a toaster would operate. You do, probably, right?
No, I don't think a blender or a toaster would
operate.
They don't necessarily operate on their own.
Well, none of the robots operate on their own, if you come right down to it. But why do they operate on their own? Because they have to be turned on?
They have to be...
Because all robots have to be turned on.
Yeah, yeah. They have to be kind of... I mean, toaster aside maybe a little, but in general they kind of have to be monitored, and they're more, you're more interacting with it constantly.
You don't think the actual robots, that I would consider the robots that work on the assembly lines, don't have to be monitored at some point?
Oh, no, they do. But you can pretty much walk away from them.
Walk away from your toaster with monitor.
I think the term artificial intelligence is kind of hard to...
Quantum.
Yeah, I mean, is it really any difference than different... I mean, we don't really know in the long run because we don't know what the future holds for, you know, the technology and everything. It could just be complex.
Yeah, I think I do have a convoluted opinion about it because I automatically assume, like, for example, movie AI.
You know, my problem is that we think that someday someone's going to go, oh, we've done it, artificial intelligence, here it is. But it's such a gradual process, I don't think we're going to know until we already have it and have had it for a while. So it's like, oh, wait a minute, you know what, this is like kind of creepy. Because that's the way these things always happen. You know?
I know that I was kind of creeped out when they made, whenever, a couple years ago, when Japan made that little robot that can wave at you. I was pooping on myself.
We didn't really get enough time to talk about it. We'll talk about this in another podcast. I'm going to go ahead and play a song by Kraftwerk, because it's appropriate. I guess we'll play the model, my favorite Kraftwerk song.
Thank you.
Craftwork with the model.
Cool.
We've been enjoying Spiegelbot.
Yep.
Having Todd on the show and talking about 2001 and all sorts of other wacky shit. It's been a weird episode. Started out kind of weak, but got really good with the guest spots.
Yeah.
Any shout outs?
I don't know who really to shout out to. Well, Dave.
Nick.
Yeah, Nick. Hope they get well soon.
Yeah. And John.
John.
Brack Hiller.
Hey, Brack Hiller.
Corey and Marshall and Paul.
Hey, Corey and Marshall and Paul.
Yeah. And DJ Richie Rich, who I met in the mall the other day.
Had you never met him before?
No. Because remember, he was like, you brought me up in a podcast, and he was like, I never know that I exist, or something like that, he said. I forget which it was he said. So now I know that Richie exists.
Yeah.
Up to the Sevs crew.
Yeah, big up to Sevs.
Whoever they may be.
Yeah.
And SO, guy, I'm going to have him on the show one time. Any other shout outs or anything?
George Bush.
That's right.
Thank you for protecting
us. Oh, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, one to a certain nameless whore.
English whore?
Nameless.
Oh.
Yeah, so shout outs to a certain nameless whore.
What's her name?
She's one of those we do not speak of.
Does she listen to the podcast?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Well, probably, but somebody that
I'm
someone
sure
that
she's aware of it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she is.
Anyway.
Oh well.
Yep. You can check us out online at podcast.shapelessmask.com and myspace.com/shapelessmaskcast. Check Mr. Pierce out.
How about YouTube?
That is YouTube page. YouTube/. Or just do a search for Sir Mildred Pierce, all one word, no spaces. Remember, Pierce is P-I-E-R-C-E.
Right.
I before E, except after C. And check Snoop Toddy Todd out.
MySpace.com/asitfallsdown.
And check me out at shapelessmask.com. You can always email us.
Please remember to send all email, all hate mail, and all comments to ebaofvn@gmail.com and sirmildredpierce@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Thanks a lot for checking out our podcast. Bye.
Nice seeing y'all again.
Spirit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's in my body.
Yeah.
Did you eat it?